Restructuring Inner Maps. Projecting your inner world into the three-dimensional space of a structure enables you to see what's happening in the theater of your mind and gives you a much clearer perspective on your reactions to people and events in the past. As you position placeholders for the important people in your life, you may be surprised by the unexpected memories, thoughts, and emotions that come up. You then can experiment with moving the pieces around on the external chessboard that you've created and see what effect it has on you. Although the structures involve dialogue, psychomotor therapy does not explain or interpret the past. Instead, it allows you to feel what you felt back then, to visualize what you saw, and to say what you could not say when it actually happened. It's as if you could go back into the movie of your life and rewrite the crucial scenes. You can direct the role players to do things they failed to do in the past, such as keeping your father from beating up your mom. These tableaus can stimulate powerful emotions. For example, as you place your real mother in the corner, cowering in terror, you may feel a deep longing to protect her and realize how powerless you felt as a child. But if you then create an ideal mother who stands up to your father and who knows how to avoid getting trapped in abusive relationships, you may experience a visceral sense of relief and an unburdening of that old guilt and helplessness. Or you might confront the brother who brutalized you as a child and then create an ideal brother who protects you and becomes your role model. The job of the director, therapist, and other group members is to provide protagonists with the support they need to delve into whatever they have been too afraid to explore on their own. The safety of the group allows you to notice things that you have hidden from yourself, usually the things you are most ashamed of. When you no longer have to hide, the structure allows you to place the shame where it belongs, on the figures right in front of you who represent those who hurt you and made you feel helpless as a child. Feeling safe means you can say things to your father, or rather the placeholder who represents him, that you wish you could have said as a 5-year-old. You can tell the placeholder for your depressed and frightened mother how terrible you felt about not being able to take care of her. You can experiment with distance and proximity and explore what happens as you move placeholders around. As an active participant, you can lose yourself in a scene in a way you cannot when you simply tell a story. And as you take charge of representing the reality of your experience, the witness keeps you company, reflecting the changes in your posture, facial expression, and tone of voice. In my experience, physically re-experiencing the past in the present and then reworking it in a safe and supportive container can be powerful enough to create new supplemental memories. Simulated experiences of growing up in an attuned, affectionate setting where you are protected from harm. Structures do not erase bad memories or even neutralize them the way EMDR does. Instead, a structure offers fresh options, an alternative memory in which your basic human needs are met and your longings for love and protection are fulfilled.